Different kinds of imagery have different uses and different implications when it comes to trance. Let's talk about images of the familiar, the alluring, the kind of images you'd seek out on your own time anyway. But the thing is, when you're examining them like this, in a deep place where your mind is, well, let's face it, at the mercy of whoever's spinning the story, since you wouldn't want to drift and go this deep, and then fail to hear your way to the end. Well, in places like this, new sides can be revealed, and even very familiar images taken from your own mind can be seen in a new light, can awaken you to things you didn't know you wanted before, but now know that you need, or at least your subconscious mind and your body itself may need them. Yes, the division between mind and body, between the perception of a thing and the sensation of a thing, that's what we're going to discuss today, and the way it can affect you to be shown alluring images, which you first think you want in one way, but will then learn you really do want in another, all along. And speaking of all along, many of these images are chained together. So, while you see them in one way at first, as you begin to awaken to the alluring implications of the other side, of what you've been subconsciously thinking about what that imagery depicts, you may notice there's a second image attached to the side effects, so that one after another they crowd into your consciousness, and take you to that deep place where you lose all sense of anything except pleasure, and going along with the game, with any alteration that might happen. And the nature of those alterations is that it is you who must be careful, you who must be the gatekeeper to ward off the alternative possibilities. That's out of my hands. I'm just going to keep throwing description at you in exacting detail, providing imagery and its implications, and you will have to resist the urge to investigate too closely the side that you're uninterested in. After all, if you're truly uninterested, but again we come to that physical-mental divide, you have your conscious mind, you have the parts of you that are inclined certain ways, the subconscious, impossible to modify portions of your mind. And you have your body, which might react to titillating images in a very predictable way, feeling rigidness between your legs, your erection stirring, your body heating up, your breath quickening, feeling your intense need to just roll your hips and the desire to drift your hands between your legs. Go ahead if you want to, but there may be some changes by the time I'm done. So, listen, relax, and I'll begin with the first of many cascading images to wash over your mind and take it to a different place. Maybe help you realize you want and yet don't want certain things. Okay. I mentioned the simplicity of images as part of their power, so there are only three things you need think about from now on. First, that physical-mental divide. What happens physically and what happens in one's mind are separate. It is more possible for your mind to get closer to other places by just thinking its way there than your body. Of course, the body may follow the mind and its perceptions may follow. That's one. Two, the difference between sensitivity, libido, and aroused interest. Sensitivity is how your body reacts. To give you an image, an example, envision fingers, delicate and feminine, brushing over your arm. The tingles, the goosebumps, the feeling that runs up your spine, the stirring between your legs, the groan or moan that may escape you. Well, that's sensitivity, the reaction of your body. If it increased, you might find yourself inundated with so many pleasurable sensations, it'd be difficult to think of anything very quickly at all. Then we get the second thing, libido. You know those little parts of your brain that tell you, you sure are turned on right now. Maybe you should go somewhere private and relieve your pressures. That's libido. the regularized, natural, normal, internal desire to get off, to engage sexually, to think sexual thoughts. As one's libido increases, it becomes difficult to think of anything but thoughts of sex, and even a masterfully disciplined mind might drift down into the rapport of hearing my voice and being turned on and letting that arousal enhance and heighten your libido. Someone consumed by libido wouldn't even need to be touched. Sensitivity would be irrelevant because the stimulation would be coming from within your own mind. And then there's aroused interest. This is about the things that you would be consciously interested in were you not drifting deeply down and being exposed to detailed fantasy. Your libido grows excited when you're simply aroused and can't fully resist or stop or think about it. Your aroused interest is when you seek out material you know you're interested in already. But if you're exposed to something that turns you on, your libido may be excited, your sensitivity may be enhanced, and this can make it very difficult to turn your mind toward thoughts of resistance or to try and turn it toward different things you're interested in. And that can be quite perilous here, where you are seeing these dual images. Finally, the physical-mental divide. Libido versus sensitivity versus aroused interest. Sure, we've discussed those. Finally, images. Focus for me on a single, clear, easily summonable image. Envision breasts. Massive. Perfect. Perky. Filling your perceptions. This is a useful hypnotic exercise anyway, even if it wasn't an arousing one. Think about large, heavy, ponderous breasts, about their nipples, the shape of the areolae, circle of flesh differently colored around the pointed nub of an erect, aroused nipple. Envision them. Taking this kind of image and bringing it into crystal clarity can be very, very helpful to your future hypnotic descents, and that's the first aspect of this image. Now, of course, there's also the fact that it'll turn you on to think of large breasts being pressed against your arm, pressed against your chest, put in your face for you to stare at, lick, even suck on and play your tongue across. Breasts. But then we inquire into what's behind your enjoyment of them. Now, there's an element of aroused interest. You would choose to look at magnificent breasts if they were in sight, choose to run your fingers over them, perhaps, if afforded the opportunity. But there's also a physical-mental divide. There's the physical presence of it. Imagine the weight of them in your hands. The vision. The tempting, seductive yield of supple flesh. The feeling of heaviness, and you wondering just how they'd feel. Oh, but I guess that's the side of the image you should stay away from. Now, let's investigate the depth of sensation. Why are they so alluring? Well, there's a conscious desire, hard-coded and then transferred to your mind, something you enjoy. You want to look. But there's also the libido element. Subconsciously, you begin to think more sexual thoughts. The more you observe these images playing through your head, and there may be more than one now, of perfect, pert breasts, squeezable, soft, wonderful to behold. And then, of course, there is the subconscious elements, thoughts you really can't investigate because they're deep and powerful, and beyond what you can normally look at, and irresistible because of it. So, there is the physical element, the presence of breasts, and then there's the mental element, what they set off in your head, what they inspire in you, what they make you think and feel. But I said we were going to expand an image, make it clear, precise, perfectly realized within the facets of your mind. So focus in on those breasts, bountiful, filling your hands, heavy, large, taking up every inch of your available cognitive space. Remember, I said that a simple approach, an approach where perhaps your thoughts travel more slowly, but more forcefully, would be best. for this kind of image training. And so we consider those breasts and let that be the only thing in your head. Consider them, and then consider the hidden implications, that you are drawn to them because they do symbolize a kind of stimulation. There's a heaviness, an imminence, an always present nature to breasts. You know that if you're touching them, then the feeling is echoing back through whomever you're stimulating. And in just this moment, there's no harm in imagining how that person might feel. The sensations that would run through the body of someone with large, buoyant breasts like that. Envision them. After all, like I said, your mind can get closer to change more easily than your body. Of course, all that preparatory work we did, all that talk about images and their power and how you have to try to resist them, yet your mind is growing simpler. All of those things were like turning the tumblers in a combination lock, and your mind is wide open by this point. The preparatory talk has left you open to what I will describe next, and as I said, I will mercilessly unveil images. Breasts in front of you expanding, seeming to fill your mind, your eyes fixated on them as they sway. Now that part you may have gone along with automatically. But what if trying to get inside, trying to think of them, trying to understand the sensation that comes with warm, squeezable, buoyant breasts with pert, perky nipples, trying to understand the sensation has made your mind hinge onto it, and now instead of one perfect, expanded, clear image of breasts, you're getting more and more, every fantasy, every time you've looked, every time you've seen or imagined, and with it the curvy feminine form that you associate so strongly. That put together, you feel warmth between your legs, but perhaps unfamiliar, your libido spiking, yes. Isn't that one of the wonderful things about trance, that you can feel so much hornier and freer, so much more fully exposed to your own desires than ever before? Unfortunately, that's going to make you think about sex and little else. Think about arousal, about breasts, about these images that even now are pouring free from the part of you that already fantasizes about them. And the primary function of that image, to make you horny, turned on, to help your brain become simpler and more relaxed, that's fine. But if it turns you on every time you see breasts, what would happen if you began to wonder so intently about what it would feel like to have them, that my words turning those tumblers in your mind have unlocked a part of you that fantasizes about presently the image shifting, feeling breasts growing, heavy, weighty, an absolute difference from the flatness that was there before, feeling your chest begin to buoy outward and your hands fly to it and look, now you're squeezing breasts. You're touching what you were thinking about a moment before, and that turns you on more. The feeling between your legs becoming different, a radiating heat instead of a pulsing in a shaft, a kind of drooling wetness within, a kind of change, overtaking you and flowing from a deeper part. And your mind, which has been told to function as gatekeeper, just has too many fun things to think about instead. The gate is unguarded and the images slip within, you feeling your chest, squeezing your pert, perked, sensitive nipples, feeling your sensitivity enhance, and because of that, every brush, even against the surface you're lying on, even against your own hands, inundates your mind with spark after spark of hot, sensual, feminine pleasure associated with that image you have let inside, that image which has invited its friends, image after image of your pert, perfect, heavy, weighty, hand-filling, mind-blowing breasts, and the slight curvature you feel creeping into your hips as the pleasure between your legs becomes different, feminine, moaning, trail your fingers down, feel wetness, feel an entrance, massage, yes, your mind, simple images are the most powerful, and you've been opened up to them by all our preparatory work. And now there is a second side to that image of breasts, not just an alluring image presented to turn you on as you were, to turn your cock and your mind on as they were, but an image attuned to allure you in, to make you wonder how feminine breasts, a feminine form, how a wet, dripping pussy between your legs, how a massive, perky pair of breasts would feel to you. Would make you feel. Would make your mind even simpler, even closer to that deep place I said it was going to go, where images take on special meaning and override anything you might do by conscious selection or by subconscious desire, where the images become so tempting that you want to expand them to crystal clarity, to explore them in deep detail and expand them over your psyche until they're all there is, until your mind has grown a little simpler, and that's the problem, you see, you've only got so much processing power. Accordingly, there's only so much you can really do with your mind when it's wrapped up in these images of your body changing. You feel small swellings at first, but then the breasts are those massive, hand-filling ones I illustrated, elaborated on, brought to your attention previously. Yes, the longer you listen, the more you can feel those self-same, swollen, warm breasts in your hands. The more you can indulge in them, lose yourself to them, need them, want them. And that's the problem, the wanting. As I said, all of your mental processing is being taken up by keeping yourself focused on those images, so you can explore their intricacies, add their details to your thought process. Accordingly, there's little or nothing that can be done to consciously choose anything. Your thoughts are slow. Because there's a priority lane in your mind, and it's being used for those initial thoughts of changing femininity, that enhancement of your body, that feeling of your squeezable breasts. It's like being trapped inside something you wanted on some level, even though consciously you'd say, no, and you still would. That's still who you are, even if it's something you just weren't that interested in. Now it's an image which has temptingly crept in. I told you I would mercilessly present, and I will. Envision the image of you pinching your nipples, feeling your form arch, the heat and pleasure between your legs like nothing you've ever felt before. You've built up a resistance, a tolerance, to the feeling of stroking your cock, but the feeling of running your fingers over your clit, which you may be unable to resist, the feeling of your hands grasping your breasts, and though you may try to tell your body something, your thoughts arrive so slow. So by the time you've thought a word to say to yourself, an image to present to counter these, three more have already crowded up. Your brain's already full of the feeling of your hot, wonderful breasts becoming the nexus of your thought, the point where everything focuses, those two pointed nipples. Your mind fixating there, focusing there, drawing down, as if the largeness of your breasts were absorbing stray thoughts. So while you can think of something to do, and you can certainly think sexual thoughts, it's just like when you're incredibly turned on. Sexual thoughts take priority, take precedence, drown out the other thoughts. The problem being, you know how to satiate yourself. You know that after you come, there's a refractory period, during which your cock will grow flaccid and your mind will become more lucid. You'll become more focused, but this body, this form, the libido is so much greater, and the sensitivity, too. You're so much more sensitive that the only thing you can do is twitch and roll your hips and feel your own breasts, which of course provides stimulation for your mind, the part of you that would enjoy massive, warm, touchable, tempting, sensitive breasts still enjoys these. The issue being that the longer it takes for you to feel properly discharged, properly emptied of desire and thought and arousal, the more you're going to feel those breasts and the worse it's going to get. A self-perpetuating vicious cycle of desire, temptation, need, ache, lust. There's no avoiding it, and you wouldn't want to anyway, because the sensations are going to grow greater and greater the longer you wait, the longer you touch. And so even if you could dispel this imagery, even if you could escape this prison of pleasant breasts, feminine curves, the feeling of even your lips changing, your bone structure, your body growing, more perfect, for this purpose of feeling pleasure. The thing is, one little masturbatory session is not going to dispel your lust, is not going to let you free, is not going to help you focus. Indeed, you're so drowsy and deep now, and your thoughts so simple and slow to move through the lanes, that your conscious mind, though there and aware of what's happening, is unable to get signals out to the body, which is contorting, squeezing its chest. Feel the heavy Feel the warmth, feel the detail, the slight give under your fingers, the nipples against your palms as you simply grab them and roll them in your hands. The feeling between your legs of wetness growing, shining sexual lubricant, you know it's there. Beautiful lips you can gently push fingers between, a curve and shudder to your body. And when you massage your clit, that deep, warm, spreading need moving through you, you know the pleasure this body can feel is bottomless. These images I have presented now, I said I would be merciless, have crowded up in your mind. They are so tempting and alluring that the subconscious part of you, the libidinous part, the sensitive part, wants them, even if the conscious desire is to explore something else, to go do something else. All you can do now is be trapped within this pleasured cage. This beautiful warmth, this tingling in your breasts, a rhapsody, an ecstasy, an explosive need that begins deep within you and then radiates out from your own needy, wet sex through your thighs, making them quiver through your stomach, making your muscles taut and tense, down past your knees, your ankles, your toes curling, your feet shivering, your legs spreading themselves involuntarily as your hands seek deeper pleasures, as you find the spots that feel good on your newly feminine shape. And as I said at the beginning, these things are things that happen in the dark, safe places, the reaches of your mind. Eventually, you will return to wakefulness. Eventually, the wider world will be there for you to go out and touch and interact with. But in the now, you must continue to listen, continue to feel every bit of yourself, because doing so pays off. I mean, it does feel incredibly good, and that's what keeps you exploring it, keeps you here, keeps your body, your libido, your sensitivity, your subconscious needs here, fixated on this imagery. But when you do eventually rise up, when morning comes and light washes everything away, eventually, after sleep, perhaps, after a long masturbatory pre-sleep session, definitely, when you eventually wake, everything here may be dreamlike, foggy, because remember, you're having difficulty getting thoughts out of your body, so memories getting in will have difficulty too. Your short-term memory's fine, but during this last bit here, where you're twitching, rubbing your clit, massaging your lips, feeling your breasts, all that may be remembered only as a pleasant experience. And so the problem is, you'll be back here again, trying to keep the sensations out. But you'll be even better at seeing these images next time. So it's just going to perpetuate more. You're there, keep stimulating. Keep rubbing your breasts, feel your thumbs flicking across your pert nipples. Feel your index finger just finding your clit, exploring past the hood, rubbing it in circles, pushing on it. Remember, it's a much larger internal organ. It's okay to scoop a few fingers into your wet sex and find the spots that, when you rub them, stimulate the deeper internal part of your clitoral sensitivity, and that's what's going on. You feel the curve of your hips. You can dig your hands into your own flesh, into your breasts, flicking your nipples, little pinpoints of fiery, sensitive desire, euphoric, explosive, building to a climax, orgasm near. But you know that unlike your old orgasms, unlike what you used to be, this is no cock. This is a wet, dripping sex that will not be satiated until you've really pleasured yourself to exhausted, sleepy, drowsy escape. And that is what is approaching you now, an opportunity to really pleasure yourself, because these images are inside you now. And as I mentioned, they may be wiped away by the morning sun, but now, in this instant, they are inside you, and your thoughts are unable to get out to tell you to do something else. You're going to lay there and feel these images of breasts, massive, warm, the focal point of your transformation, and underlying them, all the other images of breasts from your fantasies of warm, of just burying your hands in them, rubbing your face against. Well, your own are certainly large enough that you could lift them up and suckle your own nipple. But if you do that, you may really get lost in the pleasure. Then again, your body may take the suggestion, even if your conscious mind is still resting. So now you feel the heat radiating from between your legs, the massive, perky breasts, the feeling of them moving, laying back against your body, but they're so large that even when you lay down, they don't get much smaller, and you can find the nipples pointed, needy. You rub them, massage them, move them around, and when you do so, it makes you spark. It's a completely different sensation from anything you felt before, from any kind of pleasure or escape you may have wanted before. All you feel now is this feminine desire, and a desire to see just how far it can take you, just how deep it can go, just how inescapable all of this can become. And that's all right. That's what you wanted on some level, even if it's not what your conscious mind wanted or wants. Your subconscious at least investigated the half of the image that transformed, that added those massive breasts, that dripping sex. Visualize your body. That's the new image. The image you've just made of your body as it is, of the warm, heavy breasts you just can't stop touching, of your wet sex, your dainty toes curling, of your thighs, being squeezed together by your own muscular movements when spasmodic pleasure builds, and you will come. You'll need to. Because remember, the only way to quiet your libido, your sensitivity, is to really bring yourself off enough. Just one orgasm won't do it, not anymore. This body is hungry and sensitive. Indeed, it is libido of this new form that's feeding you all these images. That's the problem. You can create images in your head. I don't have to describe them. Images of you in this lustful body, rubbing your breasts, gently moving your nipple to your own lips, sucking on them. Seeing your lips framing your nipples, sucking on it, hearing that obscene sucking sound, feeling your fingers between your legs, plunging into your sex, faster and faster, eliciting trickles of your wet need to drip down your fingers, moaning and contorting as your thighs squeeze together, and shuddering gasps overtake you. Your fantasies are supplying these images now. I planted the seed, in fertile ground, in your mind, and now it grows without my touch. Without my intervention, it overtakes and stimulates, and though when morning comes, the form will recede, the body will once more be as it was, and all of this will be as a pleasant dream. The next time you return, it'll be planted even deeper. And it will grow. Without my influence now, without my preparation now, even without my voice, it'll keep growing. You'll keep being this until morning. Your feminine sex, your wanton breasts, the heaviness on your chest, loving the feel of them in your hand, moaning and rolling into your own palms, your body so sensitive that one caress is all it takes.